This is program number LW2750. Well, I've got a story for you today. It's a sad one. Hi, this is Larry West, but I've just got to tell it to you. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who lived just with her daddy. You see, her mother had died when the little girl was just a baby, so the two of them, the little girl and her daddy, became inseparable. They were best friends. One day, the little girl had an accident while playing outside. She cut her foot on a sharp piece of rusty iron. It became severely infected and grew worse and worse. Now, this happened a long time ago, long before they had some of the fancy medicines that we have today. The doctor tried everything he knew, but for some reason, the problem just got out of hand. Infection spread and went up into her little leg, and the whole thing got so bad that the doctor finally decided that the little girl just couldn't recover unless part of her leg was removed. He decided he had to amputate part of it. Well, she had to be told who would do it. The doctor and the daddy talked it over, and they both decided that the best one to tell her would be her daddy. Reluctantly, he accepted the painful task. He pulled himself together and marshaled up enough courage and walked into her little room. It would be hard enough for Daddy to tell his little girl that she would have to lose part of her leg, but it was doubly hard because, you see, this happened back in the days when there was no anesthetic. Well, he walked in, sat down beside her on her bed, and talked to her in a low, soothing, loving way. He told her the news. And then after an intensely painful silence, she said, "Daddy, I'll go through it if you'll make me one promise." "What is that?" he asked. She said, "If you'll promise to put your arms around me and hold me close while the doctor is doing it, and if you'll look straight into my eyes all the while." Then she said, "I'll go through it." Well, I told you this was a sad story, but I'm trying to paint a picture, quite frankly. Stay with me. Who is it that can describe the agony that father felt then as he pondered his little girl's request? He loved her so much, and yet, rather than to lose his little girl, he knew the doctor must amputate part of her leg. So, biting his lip and holding back the tears so she couldn't see, he answered her, "I promise." Well, the day came when the operation was to take place. Everything was made ready, and the dreaded moment came. The daddy sat down beside his little girl, and leaning forward, he wrapped his arms around her. He fixed his eyes upon hers, trying his best to give her all the assurance and love and comfort that he could with them. The doctor began his grim task, and all of a sudden she screamed. It was terrible. He couldn't imagine how even hell could be a worse experience. And it got worse. She screamed even louder. Finally, he could bear it no more, and he turned his face away. And the little girl shouted, "Daddy, give me your eyes. Look at me." But he just wouldn't look. He couldn't. "Don't forsake me, Daddy," she cried, and with that cry on her lips, the little girl fainted dead away. On a cross, a long time ago, it was Jesus Christ who cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" But you see, God couldn't look. The Bible says Jesus Christ became a curse for you and me. Jesus had to become a curse in order to destroy the curse that is against us. God loves us so much that he allowed his own son to become a curse for us in order to kill it, so that you and I might have a second chance with God. You talk about love. That's Jesus Christ on the cross. Yet the agony he had to go through as that curse is exactly what that little girl must have felt when her daddy turned his face away from her. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? In it we discuss Jesus Christ and his becoming a curse for you and me. What is the gospel? Do you know what it is? The Bible says the gospel is God's power that saves us. I've asked people across this country, what is the gospel? And I have found very few who know what it is. What is the gospel? Write me for it and care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.